Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, it's been quite a year, hasn't it? You've worked hard. You've had incredible results. You've made changes in your business. You're really proud of yourself. And you've decided that you're going to spend Christmas at home with the family, but New Year's Eve, you're going to go out and tear up the town. You're going to go to the hot spots. You are going to make a reservation going to the place where everybody wants to go to celebrate the New Year. Because you know if you don't make a reservation, you're just not going to get in. You can't wait till the last minute. If you want to go to that party, if you want to be around those people who will be enjoying themselves, if you want to go around and you just want to have the best time ever, you have to make a reservation. Or maybe it's been quite a year and you've decided that you're going to take that incredible cruise, that Alaskan cruise that everybody talks about, and you know that if you book it ahead of time, you're going to get the best bargain ever. You're going to get a reduced price. But if you wait till the last minute, you're going to pay significantly more. Or thinking about this, you know, maybe one of your children has reached the age where they're going to get married next year. They've gotten engaged and you are so proud. They've grown up to be good citizens, and they're nice people, and they're accomplished, and you just are, as I said, so proud to be their parents, and you decide that you're going to pay for the wedding, and you start looking for places to have it, and you know that you almost have to book those places 6 months, a year ahead of time, because you don't want to be disappointed. You don't want your children to be disappointed. You don't want your family to be disappointed. You want to really, really show the appreciation for how great your children are and you're able to absolutely afford this and have a party for everybody. You think ahead. Well, you know what's coming up? 2016. Have you thought ahead about 2016? Are you making plans to have your business become the giant, incredible marketing machine, the incredible profit-making machine, the incredible machine that's staffed with the right people and the right management, and it's just going to flow and it's going to be easy? Are you making a plan? Have you sat down and thought about, what do I want to accomplish in 2016? What do I want to accomplish in sales and marketing? How do I want to review the people that I work with so I can help them become more successful? How do I want to expand out my business? Do I want to have new products, new services? Do I want to get rid of a few products that are just a drag on the business? How much time have we spent on 2016? Because if we're not starting to plan now, I know it's December, but it's going to be January 1 before you know it. And before you know it, it'll be springtime. We absolutely must sit down and think about where we're going to go, what we're going to do, how we're going to accomplish it. And if we do that, well, then we know where we're going, aren't we? And we consistently review it at least once a month to see if we're on track. And if we don't do that, it'll be the end of 2016. We won't have the results that we want. We won't have the growth that we want. We won't have accomplished our goals. And we'll be saying, how did that happen? So don't let it happen to you. Don't let life pass you by. Don't let business pass you by because you weren't in action sitting down and planning 2016. I know it's going to be a great year because you're going to make it a great year. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.